The high road of spirit. Are you ready? The I am is ready. The I am is that presence of God that is within us. I read an article recently written by a rabbi that said it's important for us to know that the ancient name of God is not a noun, but a verb. You know, we're used to thinking of God as this, you know, person up in the sky. And the name that was revealed to Moses, usually translated as I am. And what he said, the more proper pronunciation or interpretation of that would be, I am becoming what I am becoming. Because God is creative. And that means that we're creative. We've been created as a part of that creative presence. And so when we think of God not as an object to think about, to worship, but a presence and a being and an unfolding that's taking place within us and within all creation, it changes the way that we think about it, but more importantly, changes the way that we experience it, because it's an aliveness that's working in and through us, that's for us in every moment. So the scripture that we have today, well, let's look at Yahweh. I am becoming what I am becoming. Yahweh is the old Hebrew name. It was so sacred that they didn't say it. That's why they would substitute, when they read the scripture, they would say Adonai, which is Lord in English. And so that's why we get Lord in the way that we think about God. But, you know, Lord means slave master, and God is this living presence. So it's a very different way of experiencing what God is about. So here's the scripture. This is from the Gospel of Mark. And it's setting up what we call the Last Supper, when Jesus was with the disciples. And he's sending a group of them, and he says, go into the city, you'll find this guy, and he will show you this large upstairs room, furnished and ready. I want you to remember those words, furnished and ready. Get everything ready for us there. I invite you to think about this upper room is not about this historical place that we hear about in the Bible, but the upper room is a consciousness that's available to you. It's already a part of you. It's part of the equipment that God created you with. It's a place in your presence, in your beingness, in your spirit, where that presence of God is there, and it's already furnished and ready. It already has everything that we need, the energy, the ideas that we need. It's already there. And so this upper room experience is available to us in any moment that we check in with it, that we go up the stairs and go in there, in our minds and in our hearts, and that feeling. So you are invited into this upper room experience. Are you ready? Okay. Because the I am is ready, that I am presence, that I am becoming, that I am become. It's ready. It's ready to fulfill itself through you in a greater way. It's ready to work in you in a greater way. Our attention, so much of the time, has been trained to look at lack and what's missing. Even as we have been doing our prosperity class on Wednesdays and the video for Mary, Mann, and Morrissey, there was an exercise that we had the session before last where we're supposed to write out our vision. And so the instructions that she gives on the video and on the CD that come with, she says, okay, turn the vision card over on the back and work on your vision, and then when you're ready, then turn it over and write it on the front. And I'm thinking to myself, because there aren't enough vision cards, right? Why not print more? You know, it's like we have this idea, well, we've only got so much. No, we don't. We have this abundance that's there. And if you're interested in what that looks like, you can go to our church website on the homepage, and on the right-hand side, under where the Facebook thing is, you'll see prosperity with a plus sign, support, and there's all kinds. There's three prosperity books that are there, and some information. There's, if you want to use some of the resources, even if you're not in the class, they're available to you to be a part of that. Because there is no lack except in our own mind. You know, that's what we sang about in the first song. I love when we came to the verse that said that nothing is incurable, all things. Tamara over goes, ah! Because she's a demonstration of someone who's overcome cancer. So it's like, so we get into that awareness that there's something greater here for us all the time, and not to give up on that vision that we have, because Spirit's presence is complete in every moment. So whatever you've been working on, whatever you've been thinking about, whatever goals that you've had, you're invited, if you're ready, to something greater. And what Spirit says, it's time to start anew at the things that are important to you. Sometimes we give up. It's not time to give up. Sometimes we have failure. And it's interesting, if you study people who are successful, they had many more failures than they had successes. But they use those failures to learn from and to grow from and to grow through to something greater. And they gained skills and they gained understanding and they looked for resources and they grew into something more. They didn't let themselves be stopped by the appearances of the moment because they knew that something greater was moving them forward. Whether they thought of it in a spiritual sense or not, it doesn't matter. It was the Spirit that was working through them in their lives. So, whatever you're looking at, whatever comes next in your life, Spirit has prepared you, provided for you, and propels you into greater good. In American Sign Language, the sign for ready is... and actually, the way that I saw one woman, she leaned into it. It's like, yeah, here we are. It's like, whatever's been there, it's like, I'm ready. I'm ready for something great. I'm not going to let this stop me because that Spirit is moving us into something greater in our life. So let's look at this idea that Spirit prepares you for what's going on. Again, looking, there's a scripture, this is Mark 14, when Jesus and the disciples are in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says to them, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak. What is the flesh? It doesn't mean just the physical flesh. It means our human consciousness, our human sense that that's all it is. That's our weakness. When we think, oh, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy, we actually weaken ourselves because we're saying, I am. We're using that name of God that wants to become something greater. And we're saying, well, I'm tired. And it goes, okay, if that's what you want. But we're called to live from that sense of that vibrancy, to watch and pray and to enter into that upper room, to take time in that upper room experience, to draw on what's there. When you think about what happens in the upper room, there's these teachings that Jesus delivers about our oneness. He says his prayer that he has during that time when they're together is to God. He says that they may be one, meaning his disciples and us, that they may be one as we are one. So he's praying for us to have that experience of conscious oneness with the divine. Wherever we are, whatever's going on, whatever the appearance is, whatever our history has been, his prayer is for us to have that consciousness, that living presence of God is living in us. And then he does a ritual because he knows that he needs to feed the mind, but he also needs to feed that the feeling part of us. And so there's a ritual that we call communion or the Eucharist. And it's about the bread and the wine. And he says, take, this is my body. But again, he's not saying this is my physical body. He's saying this is the body, the embodiment of what I am, of what I know. Eat of that. Take that into your experience. Take that into your conscience. This, he says, the wine is my blood. And he's not, again, not talking about literal blood. He's talking about what gives life. He says, drink from that which gives life. Remember when he was talking to the woman at the well of Samaria, he says, I've got living water for you. It's that aliveness of spirit that is available to us in every moment. And we go into that upper room to have that communion, to have those ideas and that experience, that feeling work in us so that we can know that as we go back out into life and do the things that we have to do and the routines and the things that we're a part of, that we have this energy of blessing. We have this transforming power that's working in and through us in every moment. So the key is that we have to be willing to give up our agenda as the only way and know that there's this preparation that's going on. And that what's in that upper room, what did he say? It's furnished and ready. It's furnished and ready. It's already there for us. And so whether our prayer times are long or short, watch and pray. He says, but basically the watch is watch out for what you're thinking and get your mind back to God. That's what the praying is about. Get your mind back to God. And as we give up our perception of the things of the world being the only things that are true, because everything that was ever created started first as an idea that's not visible before it could come into visibility. And so it's those invisible powers that we have that we're a part of that are so important. So we have to train our minds to say, all right, God, show me. I know you've prepared a blessing for me. It's already present. Show me what it is. Show me that I'm a part of it. And so that as we recognize that we are non-resistant to that good of God, as it comes to us, we can grow to something greater. Each year is a part of our Lenten process. You know, Pat does the banners. And I have written, I think, for the last 5, 6, 7 years, an introit to go with it. And Ron has helped arrange it, yes, for the choir to sing. And this year I was thinking, okay, I should write an introit. You know, I should write an introit. That was my mindset. And after a couple months and nothing had happened, I said, wait a minute, I think I need to change how I'm saying this. And so I said, all right, Spirit, what do you have for me? So rather than I should write an introit, Spirit, what do you have for me? And then all these ideas came. All these ideas started working in me, and I started putting them down and putting them in, and I finally, yesterday afternoon, I put it together and finished it off and emailed it off to Ron so that he can begin to work in the arrangement on that. But again, it's so easy to think, okay, oh, I've got to do this. Yeah, I should. Rather than saying, wait a minute, there's this resource. There's this resource that we have, this upper room consciousness that's already furnished and ready, has everything that we need. And so we can experience it. So here's our affirmation. The Spirit in me is ready to expand my blessings. Let's say that together. The Spirit in me is ready to expand my blessings. Okay, let's say it again. The Spirit in me is ready to expand my blessing. So again, the I am is ready. The question is, are we ready? Are we ready to enter into that and let that? And when we are, then not only Spirit prepares us, Spirit provides for us in every moment. Again, we've been trained to look for what's missing, to look for what isn't there for us. Oh, if only. You know, why couldn't this? Rather than thinking that we need to have everything set up in a material way ahead of time and knowing that Spirit provides for us moment by moment as we go into it. One of the big changes that happened within the last couple of decades in backpacking is that you used to either have to carry your water with you or carry these little iodine pills that you put in the water to purify it. Now what they have are these little pumps that you carry with you. And anywhere that there's water, it's a filter as you pump. And so you don't need to worry about, you know, chemicals to change it. You use the filter to change it. And so that frees up thinking, oh, I've got to carry all this stuff with me. It's less to carry because there's something that's going to be when I get there. And we need to learn to look for that kind of experience with Spirit all the time, rather than thinking we have to carry all this stuff, you know, with us all the time. There's a wonderful line in the Tao Te Ching where he says, the master can keep his eye on all his luggage every day. In other words, it's right there in front of him. He's not got this stuff like many of us do, storage units here and all kinds of things. Yeah. You know, it's simple and clear, it's direct, and he knows that there's enough anywhere he goes because Spirit is there to provide. So I want to do just a brief little visualization with you. So I invite you to close your eyes for a moment, and we're going to go into the upper room. So I invite you to imagine that you're standing at the base of a stairway, and there's 6 stairs up to a landing, and then another 6 steps. Just take those stairs to a landing at the top, and there's a doorway. And I invite you to go in, open that doorway, and in there is that living Christ presence within you, with those 12 spiritual faculties that we identify being represented by the disciples. These are in your upper room, and they represent faith and strength. They represent imagination. They represent the gift of love, the gift of understanding, the gift of aligning ourselves with divine will. All these gifts of Spirit, the gifts of life, are here in this upper room. And Jesus says, you are one with God as I am one with God. And then he offers us that bread. He says, this is the embodiment of the Christ presence. Eat this. Take this into your being and know that it nourishes you and that it will be enough in any moment, in every moment, for you to be filled and fulfilled. Drink of this cup, this living energy, this life-giving presence. Drink it and be filled, be anointed by that living presence of Spirit, by that living water. Let it work in you, let it move in you, let it energize you, let it bless you. Do this in remembrance of this living presence that's always with you. Remember, I am always with you. And so in this upper room experience, we have available this infilling of Spirit. And then when you're ready, imagine yourself going back down those six steps to the landing and down the other six steps and coming back into an awareness of your physical being in this material world. But remembering that you're bringing with you this communion, you're bringing with you this blessing, you're bringing with you these gifts, you're bringing with you this light. It's always yours. So when we see God as our partner, then we know that each moment of the way we are provided for and will be guided all along the way, which takes us then to the next part of what Spirit does. It propels us. We have to take off the brakes, though. Spirit's ready to propel us into something greater, and we'll get an idea and we'll say, well, that's not, you know, quite what I had in mind, or that won't work. It's always fun in brainstorming if you have a facilitator that's working, because the facilitator will say, in brainstorming, you don't judge any of the ideas, you just gather them in. Because what happens, sometimes that wild, silly idea will spark the breakthrough idea. And so you don't want to censor at that moment. You organize and, you know, later on, but in that moment of brainstorming, you just let all the ideas come in. And so the key for us is to say, what are those ideas of Spirit that maybe we've been saying, oh no, you know, and let them in, let them make their impression on us, and again, recognize that they come with everything that they need for their fulfillment. Again, not just my agenda, but what is God's grace? Yeah, when we think of this, of being propelled by Spirit, we can think of God's blessings, we can think of grace. You know, Joel Olson says, you know, talks about God's favor, or we can use the image of light. These are all different ways of describing this energy that wants to lift us up and move us into what's next and provides us what we need as we're going on. And so our job is to be open and receptive to it. And we use these words, Holy Spirit. And again, if we grew up in a traditional form of Christianity, we may have sort of a way that we understand that. But think of it this way, that the Holy Spirit means the whole Spirit of God in action. All that God is, present in every moment, in every experience, in everyone, ready to move into action, ready to move through us. What are the thoughts that we're giving it as a framework? What are the feelings that we're conditioning it with? We want to be as clear as we can. So as that Spirit moves in us, it moves in a clear and powerful way in our lives. So rather than being hesitant and fearful, we can have this expectancy, being anticipatory. All right, what's God going to do now? What is the next blessing that's working in my life? How am I going to experience God's grace in the midst of this weird experience? You know, keep open to what God is doing. And your willingness, your cooperation, think of the word cooperation, as you're operating with that sense of presence in your life, that will accelerate your process. That will move you forward in a greater way in our life. So again, the I Am is ready. We need to switch into go mode. Say, all right, I'm ready to know that Spirit prepares me, provides for me, and propels me in every moment with all of its blessings. Are you ready? The I Am is ready. It has this upper room in our consciousness available to us that we can allow that greater good to flow into us. We move beyond a sense of seeing life as limitation, and we are on the lookout for greater good in every experience, in every form. It's time for us to start anew with those things that Spirit has given us to do, and to know that Spirit prepares us, provides for us, and propels us into the next expression of what the I Am is becoming through you. Let us pray. Thank you, God. We're ready. We're ready for the gifts of your Spirit to work in us in new ways. We're ready to not only identify them, we're ready to let them take hold of us and move in us in powerful ways. We know that each moment your presence is there as not just enough, but more than enough. And we're getting it. And we're thanking for it. and we're blessing it and we're putting it to work because, Spirit, we are ready. Thank you, God. Amen.